With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Democrats will be holding at least 46 Senate seats in the next Congress. Senator Jackie Rosen managed to pull off her re-election bid in Nevada despite a tight race against Republican Sam Brown. One Senate race has yet to be called. Republicans, we know, will hold at least 53 seats, and that number could easily rise by one if the current trend continues. Meanwhile, former President Trump has won Nevada, returning the state and its six electoral votes to the Republican column for the first time since 2004. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says with this week's sweeping GOP election victory, he does expect Donald Trump to get to work on securing the border as soon as he's sworn in.
I mean, I think Trump will reimpose the policies he had on the border. I think he's going to be able to get the money for the wall now. I mean, the Democrats can hardly oppose it since Harris said they were in favor of it.
Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures.
It's like trying to put out a blowtorch with a squirt gun.
That is Ventura County Fire Department Captain Tony McHale, courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. Dawn DeLeon's house was destroyed by those flames.
First it skipped us and it started burning our neighbor's house past us. We thought we were okay. Evacuated anyway, and today came back and the house was gone.
Those sad comments also airing on ABC 7. Mostly houses were destroyed as favorable conditions were expected to continue through the weekend after 2 days of dangerous and gusty winds. Forecasters expect light winds over the weekend that will continue to give the firefighters at least a little bit of help from the weather. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel message is progressing well. Michael Harrington has an update.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school children are enjoying more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and among the global Indian diaspora, including here in the United States. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, like Rosh Hashanah. This is SRN News. Seattle police say they have arrested a man in connection with random stabbings over the past 2 days.
Officers located a suspect matching a description given by witnesses. Officers detained that individual. Witnesses were then brought by who looked at that suspect and confirmed that that was the correct person.
In Seattle's Deputy Police Chief Eric Barden offered a few more details to ComoNews.com.
The suspect was arrested without incident. Weapon was recovered from within the vicinity of that suspect, as well as there was a knife remained in a victim of the stabbing who was transported to Harborview.
And those random stabbings over the past 2 days left 9 people injured in all. Another booming session on Wall Street in post-election jubilation on Friday. More on these stories at srnnews.com.